To gauge the expectations of the public, Radio Ghana went round to sample the views of Ghanaians.
Tomorrow is the day of the budget, and I think it is the wish of all Ghanaians that the budget will be bearable so that at least the economy will grow for the betterment of Ghana.
Be happy to see that the inflation drops by next year, which eventually will affect the prices of things in the market. I'm not an economist, so I might not be able to know much about the budget, but all I know is that we want a friendly budget, something that we normally talk about, put money in our pocket, so that when you are doing some business, you have a projection. You know that when I buy this thing today, at least the next 2 weeks, the price will remain the same. And so it can allow you to plan. As a father, you have so much to take care of. If the budget, the national budget, puts you off guard by the inflation and the prices of things fluctuating, you can't plan.
We've been seeing these budgets always following the same trend. The emphasis should be on empowering our local industries, whatever it takes, because once we import more, where is the balance in trade? And it means we are helping other people's economies, and it's heartbreaking when you see governments come and go and they don't seem to learn. The emphasis should be on empowering our local industries. It's heartbreaking always going back to the Bretton Woods Institute, going back to the IMF, because we are not doing certain things right.
Invest more into the energy sector so that the outages will be solved, then industries and companies and SMBs will be able to do their work appropriately. Because if this outages is going on, it affects a whole lot of things. It doesn't make output very good. People are losing a lot, and you can imagine. So personally, I would like the government to invest more into the energy sector, improve the facilities, so that things will work more. And also the health sector too. You should look at that area, because life is very precious. And if the health sector is not well located, or a lot of Ghanaians will lose their life.